Hi, and welcome to the Zine Out Canoe Show, where we empower motherless daughters to change, to grow, and to heal. My name is Zainab, and I am your host most of the time. Today, we are going to be talking about becoming the superhero that you deserve. But first, please make sure to hit the subscribe button before we move forward, because on this channel, we talk about healing, childhood trauma, self-care, anything that is going to aid in your journey of becoming the best version of yourself, becoming the person that you desire to be, or the person that you secretly are hoping to become. I know I had that for a very long time. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a thing. So today we're going to be talking about becoming the hero that you deserve. For a very long time, I went around looking for someone to save me. When I was having marital issues, when I was having personal issues, when I was having my self issues with other people, any kind of issue that I was having that all stemmed from internal childhood trauma issues. Again, the word issue. I went to other people because I wanted someone else to take away my pain. I wanted someone else to take away my trauma. I wanted someone else to save me. You know, like in the movie where you see Superman or Spider-Man or King Wakanda, you know, in Black Panther, like all these movies, you see these amazing men saving these women, you know, they just come in and swoop the day and make everything all right. So I wanted that. As a child, I never really knew what a superhero is or was, but as an adult, I started fantasizing about some superhero. And for me, it wasn't necessarily a male, because I have mommy issues. I had mommy issues. I don't have that anymore. So because of my mommy issues then, I was looking for a female. I thought that me bonding and connecting with other females, that my mother would be wrong. And I was looking to make my mother wrong. And for that, I went around engaging in these unhealthy relationships, unhealthy friendships. One in particular that I can remember that really, it kind of traumatized me because she lied on me, and she's an elderly, was a neighbor. I was the one that went to her. I sought out the friendship. I surrendered myself and subjected myself to so much nonsense. I allowed her to disrespect me. I made excuses for her. She lied on me. I made excuses for her. She betrayed me. I made excuses for her. I mean, she mistreated me. I made excuses for her. Oh my goodness. Just so I could get her validation. I could get her love, or I could get her likeness. I tolerated and condoned so much because I thought if she liked me, then my mother would be wrong, and then she would be my savior because everyone would see, well, she likes me, so I'm not that bad. She likes me. Wrong. So, have you been waiting for that handsome, sexy guy that, like, tall, dark, and handsome man to just swoop in and save the day? Have you been waiting? Have you been waiting for Prince Charming? Or the God Fairy Mother? Who have you been waiting for to save you? Comment below, let me know who has been your secret savior. Someone that you have wished would come and swoop all your problems away, make you feel better, make you feel magical. Comment below. I want to know, because for me, it was a female, because I didn't have a mommy figure, so I just figured any female will do. So comment below and let me know who you have been thinking secretly would be your savior. So today we are going to be talking about being the hero that you deserve. This is very important. Make no mistake about it. This is a vital part of your journey, your healing journey, because you cannot get to heal if you take the power and give it to someone else. When you are sitting and waiting for someone to come and save you, that means that you're handing over your power. You don't want to do that. Because when you give your power to someone, you put yourself in a vulnerable state and increase the chances of someone abusing you. Someone, you know, because I mean, in every human being, including I, there's a predator nature. And a predator nature is someone that will take advantage of someone that is weaker than them, or a person that is in a vulnerable state. So, I mean, both the same. When you're in a vulnerable state, you're weaker. So, you know, and sometimes we do it subconsciously. We take advantage of people or mistreat people or talk to people a certain way because we feel like we have all the power. I've been guilty of that. Comment below and let me know if you have been guilty of that. Because sometimes you don't mean to do it, you just end up doing it because of the other person. So you don't want to give away your power. Today we're going to talk about the power that is attached to being your own hero, being the superhero that you deserve, where you claim all that power. If you have given that power away, I want you to snatch that thing back. You better take that power back. Because that is the only way you are going to get to stay healthy. So what is a superhero? A superhero is someone of a noble character that have quite a huge amount of achievements, and they have courage attached to them. And this is what Google says, right? Now for me, I had achievements, but I did not have a noble character or courage, because courage is literally doing things in the middle of fear or while being fearful. Courage is doing it afraid. And I allowed fear to cripple me, so I had no courage. And then in terms of noble character, one of the one thing that I would say is attached to being noble is integrity. And I did not have that because I had no integrity for myself. So if I had no integrity for myself, because you have to be able to be honest with yourself. If I couldn't do that, so where is my noble character? So I was stuck. I was stuck. Man, I could barely see, let alone move. I was stuck. It was like I was in this fog. It was like I was like sinking. You know, like when the sand is like sinking? That's how it felt. It felt like I was sinking. I was just going under and the pain just kept like sinking me or drowning me. I was reaching up in the air and just trying. I was like, oh Lord, please somebody save me. Somebody please, somebody save me, save me, save me. But no one could save me. No one. Despite me going around seeking for people to save me, nobody. All I got was from giving away my power. I experienced a lot more abuse, a lot more betrayal, a lot more rejection, a lot more pain. Man, it was awful. I can remember There was a lady at my church, and she was like 92 years old or something like that. So I was like, whoo, wisdom, here comes wisdom. So I remember going to her. I wanted her to help me. And I remember walking away feeling stupid that I even went to see her because she told me nothing. And man, that hurt. Here I am going to this lady to save me. You are 90 something years old. I know you have all the wisdom. Just save me, please. And I left with nothing. And you would think I would learn from that. Nope. I found another person to go to, and then another person. I remember my neighbor that I told you in the beginning of this video. I remember going to her and her looking at me blatantly in my eye. She looked at me and she said, like, you are not my concern. Oh my gosh, I can laugh about that now. But back then, it was so painful. It was so hurtful. It was awful. And I remember looking to my husband's family to save me when I was having problems with my husband. Can you believe that mess in my head? Man, that was awful too. I got tired of waiting. I got tired of waiting for Prince Charming. I got tired of waiting for Mr. Right. I got tired of waiting for Mother Teresa. I got tired of waiting for the God Fairy Mother. I got tired. I got tired for waiting for King Wakanda to come and save me. I got tired. The pain was not getting smaller because here I am interacting and engaging in toxicity that I am creating in hopes that that will take away all of my problems. Here I am dishing out my power to everyone and anyone for them to save me, and it caused me so much pain. I tell you, pain, pain. It was awful. And from that, I decided, you know what? I gotta change my life. No one can help me but God. God is the only one that can help me. So instead of me turning to humans, turning to people, I said, you know what? I'm gonna go within. They said we were created by the image of God, or in the image of God, right? In the image of God. I know God is in me, He is omnipresent. So instead of me going to go talk to these people that are going to tell everybody my business, let me talk to myself. Let me talk to God. And that was the beginning of becoming the hero that I deserve. Now I can laugh about a lot of things, but I know that you can't right now. If you're watching this video, I know you cannot laugh about a lot of things because the pain is tremendous. The pain is huge. I've been there. I know this. Feeling like your days are running together, unsure of what is the next step, unsure of what to do, unsure of who to call, who to talk to, who you can trust. I know it's awful, but I'm going to encourage you and enable you to take back your power. You hear me? I'm going to say it again. Take back your power. That power that you willingly gave away because of pain. Take back that power. You want to feel powerful? Start the healing process. Start the healing journey. That is the only way you acquire power and you retain power. Let's talk about why you should be the hero you deserve and ways on how to go about becoming the hero you deserve. But first, I want you to erase that thought in your head, because from all the movies, all the shows, all the things that are on TV that we see, it always looks like someone else comes and saves the other person. A lot of times, the movie or the show or whatever, the programming that actually displays someone being their own hero is not favorable, because we as human beings, there is comfort in having that external hero. Man, I wanted King Wakanda, because I'm like, he's gonna save me. He's so hot, right? I mean, there's comfort. It's psychologically proven. They have done experiment on this. There is comfort in knowing someone else is going to come and save you. It's just what it is. But remember, comfort is not always safe. So if you are looking for some comfort, baby, you better get ready for some pain, because you have to step outside of comfort to gain healing. You must. You must step outside of your comfort zone, because comfort makes you complacent. Why would you want that? Comfort actually leads to a miserable life. You don't want that life. So, waiting for someone to come and save you and heal your childhood trauma, your childhood pain, or any kind of trauma is actually a slow death. Because one, the person is never gonna come. And the second thing is, you are slowly drinking the poison that is going to kill you. This is how people stay bitter, because they're waiting for someone to save them, someone that hurt them 30 years ago to come and save them or come and make everything right. Don't do it. You cannot wait for someone to save you, because when you wait for someone to save you, it's like a slow death. Because sooner or later, they will hold it over your head. That puts you in a vulnerable state. And when you're in a vulnerable state, it increases the chances of being in an abusive relationship or a toxic relationship. So you don't want that. So in order for you to stay powerful, to have internal strength and be amazing and fabulous and achieve all the things that you desire and want to be, you have to work on your inside, and you have to take all that power back. You cannot rely on someone to save you. No, you cannot. So now that we have talked about what a hero is, why you should not wait for someone to save you, and I've given you examples of what led to me being forced to change my life, I am going to give you the steps on becoming the hero that you deserve. But first, I want you to comment below. I want you to tell me what you have done in the midst of fear. What things you have been able to do despite being afraid. Comment below and let me know. The first thing that you need to do in becoming the hero that you deserve is you need to acknowledge that you need to save yourself. Without acknowledging, there can be no change or progress, because you can't change what you don't acknowledge. You can't fix what you think is not there. So the first thing that you need to do is acknowledge that you need to be saved, and no one else can save you. From acknowledging that you have a lot of pain and trauma that you need to deal with, and I know how hard that is. So first, let me just applaud you for taking the first step. If you have taken the first step, I want you to comment below and let me know what that was like for you. What was it like for you to acknowledge that I need to change my life? I need to save myself. What was that like for you? After you have acknowledged, the second step is being truthful to yourself. You have to be truthful to yourself. You cannot move forward if you are afraid of facing yourself and being truthful. When I got an opportunity to face myself and be truthful, I did not like what I saw. I did not like it at all. And it had nothing to do with image. It had everything to do with my behavior. It had everything to do with the fact that I had a very high tolerance of nonsense, of toxicity. Like I just had a very high tolerance of it. I also reacted a lot to a lot of things. I was overly sensitive to a lot of things. Overly sensitive. And that led me to a lot of bad behaviors. I did not like that. So I had to learn to respond versus react. So that's number two. Number one is acknowledging that you need to change your life. Number two is integrity, being honest with yourself when you see what you will see in the mirror. And number three, embrace yourself. Embrace yourself. You say, how? Embrace yourself despite what you come face to face with. Embrace yourself despite the flaws. I had to embrace myself because I had a lot of negative reactions. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. But then I realized that I didn't have the tools. I did not know better. So I could not have done better. So I had to embrace the negative things about myself that I did not like so that I can accept the beauty within me. Because if I'm not able to embrace the negative things, I cannot embrace anything positive because all I'm going to be doing is focusing on all the bad stuff about me. So I had to embrace it with love. I hope I'm making sense. Number three is embrace the flaws so that you can be able to see and accept the beauty within. Because how can I move forward if here I am honest with myself, I've seen all my flaws, I've seen all the things about me that I don't like and the things I need to work on, and then I don't embrace myself? Like, how can I move forward? I had to start loving myself. I had to embrace me. Flaws, qualities, and all. That is a part of your healing journey. Like, there is no way you can heal without loving and accepting yourself. Flaws and all. Trust me, we all have them. There is no one on this planet that is flawless. No one. So give yourself a break. So now that I have acknowledged I need healing, I have been honest with myself when I face myself in the mirror, I have embraced my qualities and flaws, right? And that's gonna take time, so it's gonna require some consistency there. Because remember, you're new to this, so you gotta be consistent in embracing and loving yourself. What you will need in being consistent in embracing and loving yourself is resources, a support system, whether it's a support group. So number four, after you have embraced yourself and you're practicing embracing yourself on a daily basis, number four is seeking out resources or a support system. That could be therapy or support group. So number four is seeking out resources or a support system. That could be therapy or a support group. Because in order for you to continue on your journey, you're going to need outside resources for you to be able to access the hero that is within you. So I hope I'm making sense when I say for you to access the hero within you. A support group, you get to meet individuals that are in the journey and they can give you some tools and skills. And a therapist can give you tools and skills for you to stay on your journey and elevate on your journey. So number five is you take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for your actions. That is being a hero. A hero does not push things under the rug. A hero does not dismiss issues, because you know when you dismiss a problem, when it's at its small stage, when it comes back, it's a lot bigger. So you don't want that, right? So you want to take responsibility for your action. And number six is that you acknowledge that you are a human being, that you are going to make mistakes. You are a human being just like the rest of us. Give yourself a break. Be gentle to yourself. Know that this is a journey. As you go along, you will learn new tricks to the trade. As you go along, you will develop new skills. As you go along, you will master your healing journey. And know that healing is not a destination. It is not a destination. Every day you're going to learn. Every day you're going to figure out how you get to heal, what works for you and what doesn't. So give yourself a break as you go on the journey of becoming the hero that you deserve. As you take on these steps, there's one thing that is so vital for you to remember, is that you are a human being. You will make mistakes. All right, everyone. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you love this episode, please, please, please share it with someone in need of healing. Share it on all social media platforms or just plain old text messages, okay? Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook support group page, and subscribe to the YouTube channel at The Zainab Kanuz Show. Thank you for all the love and support. Until next time, be so good, be so kind, be so patient, and be so loving to yourself.